This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies. This program is for people who want some help following English news bulletins. We focus on some of the language and topics that often appear in the news, as we join Gary Stevens for this program, first broadcast in 2003.
HIV/AIDS features in news stories almost every day of the year. It's a subject that concerns us all, the politicians who lead our countries, health workers of all kinds and at every level, and of course the people infected with HIV, those who are living with AIDS, and their families.
When I got ill at first, I didn't know anything about the disease. I was very unwell. I didn't even know how to look after myself. I didn't know how to cook.
The AIDS epidemic in Nigeria, it's really, really bad the way it is now. It's difficult for an individual right now to tell you that he doesn't know one person who is infected or one person who has died of HIV/AIDS.
Agora eu vejo assim com mais clareza, né?
Now I see things much more clearly. I've sort of woken up, if you like. I don't know how to explain it exactly, but your habits change. Before, I thought one way. I didn't have any perspective in my life. I just thought I was going to die. And now I see it's just a disease like many others.
In this series, we're considering the major topics that appear in BBC World Service news programmes. Today's big story has a medical theme. We focus on HIV/AIDS. I'll be talking to the BBC World Service science correspondent, and we'll hear from a project worker who's helping fight the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Zambia. We'll focus on some of the issues and the language behind the topic, and we'll look at how the subject is reported in the news.
One term, HIV, refers to the virus, the thing that actually causes the disease, whereas the other term, AIDS, refers to the disease itself, the set of symptoms which the patient has.
BBC World Service science correspondent Richard Black.
Now, the disease was discovered first. It was then called a syndrome. What happened was that patients were turning up with a certain collection of symptoms. And when doctors see this, but they don't know what's causing the set of symptoms, they call this a syndrome. The people were obviously suffering from an immune system that was not working properly. So this was called acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And it was obviously something that was not inherited. They were picking it up. They were acquiring it, hence acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Only later on did scientists find out what was actually causing this. And this is HIV, human immunodeficiency virus.
And Richard, if someone has AIDS, what does that mean in practical terms?
What it means, basically, is that their immune systems, their bodies, cannot fight off germs that come along. So any bacterium, any virus, any fungus which comes along, which can infect them, will infect them, and they will become sick with it. There are other things that happen as well. For example, some infections which lead to certain types of cancer are much more prevalent in people who have AIDS. But that's basically the idea. The immune system does not work properly. You cannot fight off infections.
So what we're saying here is that you can have HIV without actually having AIDS. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Many people are infected with HIV, sometimes for years before they actually show the signs of AIDS.
What about the terms HIV positive and HIV negative?
HIV positive simply means that you are infected with HIV. You have the virus. HIV negative simply means that you don't.
HIV is a virus, the human immunodeficiency virus. A person infected with HIV develops acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, when their immune system eventually becomes too weak or deficient to fight off infections. It's possible to be HIV positive, to carry the virus, without developing the symptoms of AIDS for many years. As we've heard, HIV/AIDS has been described as a devastating epidemic. Its impact is far-reaching.
It is quite simply the disease which is changing the face of many communities on Earth, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, but in the future perhaps in Asia as well. It is having such a devastating effect on some communities that there are villages really where the entire middle sector of the population, the young adults, the economically productive people, the parents, are being removed from the population. There are villages where there is virtually no one left but old people and young people because of AIDS. And this is really unparalleled, certainly in modern experience.
So we've said then that HIV/AIDS is an important issue in different parts of the world. How does it appear in news stories?
There are several things which typically give rise to news stories about HIV and AIDS. One is simply that there are a large number of international conferences looking at either the science of HIV/AIDS or funding for efforts to combat it. And quite often some prominent members of the international community are there and they will make speeches and this will get reported. There are studies which come out, for example, into the economic consequences of HIV/AIDS. So that's another time when people will report it. We have scientific developments. Not as many as one would like, but they do happen, and when they happen, then we report those as well. And there are some individual countries where there are particular political stories which also put HIV/AIDS into the news.
Finally, Richard, when, as a journalist, you're reporting news stories about HIV/AIDS, is it difficult to find the sort of language to use to tell those stories?
I think it can be, because when, for example, you're talking about a scientific development, you can use language which is rather too dry, rather too impersonal. You can almost forget, while you're writing the story, that there are, you know, 40-odd million people out there in the world who are infected with HIV. This is a real life situation for them and for their families and for their communities. On the other hand, when you're dealing, if you like, with the people side of it, when you're talking about the communities which are very affected, then you can easily use words which many people would prefer you didn't use, such as sufferer, such as victim. You can paint a picture of people who are hopeless, who have no hope in their daily lives, whereas in fact they may be doing the best they can to live a normal life and have as decent a life as they can under the circumstances. And labelling people as a victim where they may not feel they're victims is something that we always try not to do, but it's a very easy trap to fall into.
BBC World Service science correspondent Richard Black. The international development charity VSO runs several projects in southern Africa in which volunteers from different countries around the world join forces with local government institutions and organisations to strengthen the response to HIV and AIDS. Stuart Sutherland is currently VSO's country director in Zambia, and I asked him to describe the situation there, the scale of the epidemic and the impact it has on people's lives.
Well, the scale here is immense. The figures do vary. Some say that 25% of the population are HIV positive. And the huge immediate effect is that it is cutting out the most productive workforce in Zambia. The people that are in their 30s are dying in Zambia. The accepted statistics are that the life expectancy of birth now is only 33. And in a country where people would often not finish their secondary education until they're in their 20s. You see, they have very little productive lifespan to contribute to the economy and development of their own country.
Your organisation works with local people who are affected by HIV and AIDS to support them. Do you find that there's any media coverage locally or nationally about the work you're doing?
The coverage on all the media here for the HIV/AIDS problem is huge, almost at saturation point. The challenge is for the coverage to be a bit more positive so that people can see some hope, some life at the end of the tunnel, even for positive living strategies that do not cost a lot of money.
Are you suggesting in your answer there that perhaps the coverage that you do find tends to be negative stories with the bad news?
I agree. Bad news usually makes the biggest headlines in any country that I've ever been in. But I think that the things are changing for the better. And as people receive more of the positive news that we do hear from time to time about HIV/AIDS, whether it is in global funding or actual at-home strategies, that people can take a more positive outlook and see it as a disease that will shorten their life but need not kill them immediately and need not interfere overly for a long period of time with their productive activities and their family life.
Stuart Sutherland from the international development charity VSO in Zambia.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.